I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The story of civil rights in America is an unfinished one, but it still inspires Khalid Al-Bey. Al-Bey is a political cartoonist from Sudan, and he recently finished a road trip across America. The reason for that road trip? He wanted to visit places that played a key role in civil rights history and to learn more about the civil rights heroes he feels can provide models for change back home. The World's Carol Hill spoke with Khalid Al-Bey at the end of his journey.
When I caught up with Khalid Al-Bey via Skype, he was staying in a treehouse in West Memphis. I'm not kidding. You'll hear the birds chirping. The day before, he'd visited the National Civil Rights Museum at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, where Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968. Al-Bey is a political satirist who uses cartoons to fight for civil rights and human rights across the Arab and Muslim world. He thought this road trip might lift his spirits.
I think what attracted me most about the trip was the development that happened in the United States through the civil rights movement, you know, from not having a chair in a bus to having a black president. And that for me was really amazing in such a short time, even though with all the troubles and that's still going on.
Politics has determined Al-Bey's life. He's Sudanese, but lives in exile in Qatar. His father was a diplomat who was fired by Sudan's military government in 1989. His mother was political, too. She campaigned against female genital mutilation. Al-Bey's choice of political activism are his cartoons, which rarely have captions. In many ways, he's trying to convey what he can't or isn't allowed to say with words.
Politics was a big part of why I don't have a home, and is a big part of why I don't have a home. And I'm trying to understand it really more than anything else. And with these cartoons, I'm trying to, you know, try to do the best that I can to create change so my kids can have a home, because I've always not been home.
Al-Bey's civil rights road trip took him to famous black entertainment districts like Harlem. He also visited Freedom Rider stops and the place where in 1966 Stokely Carmichael broke ranks with civil disobedience and made a speech about black power. But the site that meant the most to Al-Bey was the Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Center in New York, which is in the building that used to house the Audubon Ballroom, where Malcolm X was assassinated in 1965. Al-Bey says when he was growing up black, African, and Muslim, it was reading Malcolm X's autobiography and seeing Spike Lee's film that changed his life.
We don't really have heroes in the Arab world right now and in the Muslim region. We don't have that character that young people can look up to. Our heroes have only been religious heroes, which are like holy figures that never made a mistake.
Malcolm X provided an alternative role model, a real person who was flawed and dared to change his mind.
He's an amazing character that went through so many changes, and which is very human to me.
Al-Bey timed his trip to coincide with the American elections. And between the lofty lessons he learned at each stop on his civil rights tour, he made sure to speak with regular Americans.
The one thing I notice about America is that everybody's trying to be as politically correct as they can. And I think Donald Trump came, and he's the person that's not politically correct. He's the person that's saying all the things that I think a lot of people want to be saying, but they're not.
Al-Bey was stunned and slightly depressed when he spoke to the neighbors of the place in Mississippi where Stokely Carmichael made his famous speech, only to learn that they didn't know anything about it.
They had no idea what's going on, and they didn't care, really. So for me, it's that the younger generation is taking all these rights for granted. And I think this was set America back. It's that. I mean, if you don't know your own rights and if you don't know how you got here, it's going to take time for you to understand what's happening right now.
And right now, Al-Bey wanted to be able to cheerlead over one of the civil rights struggle's greatest achievements, President Barack Obama, as he finishes his waning months in office. But he can't. Al-Bey was excited when Obama was elected in 2008. He loved the Cairo speech about the Muslim world and can't help but like Obama's wit, his oratory, and personality. But as a citizen of the Arab and Muslim world, there's one giant thing that gets in the way. Drones.
The amount of people that were killed with the drone program that Obama gave power to is unbelievable. I mean, and the records really don't show anything. We have no idea how many people died and for what.
During his trip, Al-Bey drew a cartoon of Obama. He showed him doing his famous mic drop at the end of his last White House Correspondents' Dinner. But instead of a mic, he's dropping drones. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.
We've got some of Khalid's cartoons up on our Tumblr, including the one of Obama dropping drones. To see them, just head over to PRITheWorld.tumblr.com.